Okay, it's another episode of the On.net show. And today we've got John Galloway, who's the executive director of the .NET Foundation. And he's going to talk to us about the .NET Foundation Summer of Code and what that was and how it went, because Labor Day has passed, so summer is over.
Summer's done.
Yeah. So, John, how about you introduce yourself? I think we work together.
Yes,
and,
we do.
We've worked together for a long time. So tell us a little bit about yourself, tiny bit about the foundation, and then let's dive into Summer of Code and why you stole that name from Google.
Well, I didn't. So technically, we call it the .NET Summer Hack Fest.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, but everyone calls it the Summer of Code. So I've given up correcting. So I'm John Galloway. I've been doing .NET open source for a long time. I love .NET in general. I've been the executive director of the .NET Foundation since March, end of February, beginning of March. So the .NET Foundation's job is to support .NET open source projects. And that includes things like, you know, that are mostly developed by Microsoft. So, you know, like CoreCLR, CoreFX, that sort of stuff, ASP.NET. It also includes other projects that have joined the .NET Foundation that were started in the community, things like Benchmark.net, XUnit, you know, there's a long list. Some recent ones that have joined are like Akka.net, you know. So those as well, those are projects that, you know, need support. They need build servers. They need SSL certs. They need all these sorts of things. And we don't want to have every single project have to do all the same things themselves. We want them to write good code and, you know, like be out there and with their community. So .NET Foundation's kind of role is to support open source projects.
Yeah, it feels like it's a little bit of that, you know, how's the saying go? Like, let all boats rise,
Of
thing. So you guys kind of make it so that you provide this kind of minimum level support, and then those are all things projects don't have to do, and they can just focus on writing their cool thing.
Yeah, I was talking this over with Scott Hanselman preparing for a talk once, and he kind of brought it back to, you know, how when people will talk about like infrastructure as a service, going to platform as a service, to functions as a service, like focusing just on what you want to do. And some people, there's also the pizza as a service metaphor, where it's like you buy all the ingredients and make a pizza from scratch, up to you buy one, a frozen one, pop it
totally
in the oven, but you still eat it at home, all the way going to just go to a restaurant and they bring you food and you just shovel it in your mouth. So the
Pizza
idea
Hut,
here
right?
is, so the idea here is focusing on, you know, we want to pick up and provide as many services as possible so that the people running the projects can just say like, hey, John, we need a wildcard cert, hook us up. And then, you know, it's the time to set it up, and it's also the money, and it's as someone who's, you know, run open source projects in the past, it's like always getting your credit card out, you know, and it's not that much, but it's just another thing, you know. So
totally makes sense. Okay, tell us about the .NET Summer Hack Fest. It looks like the screen has shown up now.
Yeah. So the idea here was to provide a period of time. We took a 6-week chunk of time. It was right around when .NET Core 2 was shipping and running up to beginning of September, because we've got .NET Conf coming in the middle of .NET Conf. So we wanted to say, hey, let's build some stuff, probably update some code to .NET Standard, and then talk about it, show it off at .NET Conf. So each project hosted. And, you know, looking at, I'll pick a specific one here, like .vvm, we said, create a wiki, create some up for grabs items.
Nice.
Right. And so then in some cases, we did things where we actually had, like, they would create a project. So as an example, during this first session, keen.io had one, and they just created a GitHub project, created a bunch of, you know, items using .NET Summer labels. And the big kind of thing that was accomplished during this time was we ported their SDK to .NET Standard.
Love it.
Yeah, it was great. And, you know, we had people in the community showing up. We had the Keen.io team runs Hackfest regularly. They're good at this stuff. And they were brave enough to jump in as our first session. And then when we got stuck at one point, we worked with Oren Novotny, an MVP, and we also had a call with Imo Landworth. And, you know, like got through any kind of roadblocks in order to get this, you know, ported.
Well, I love that, because it looks like this is another benefit of being in this program, because obviously Imo and Oren are experts. I mean, it's hard to find two people more qualified to work with. And so I'm assuming that Oren and Emo were maybe a little bit more motivated to work with these folks because they were in Google Summer of Code and to make them successful in this tight window.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
That was exactly part of it, yeah. So that was session one. For session two, we had two other projects. One was .vvm. So .vvm is a pretty cool web framework that does kind of a front-end MVVM style approach. So they had a hackfest in Prague. They had a group of people show up. We sponsored it under .NET Foundation. They built a lot of stuff that day. They did they built an extension for Visual Studio Code with, you know, completions for all their controls. They also, this one's really cool, they were able to integrate React components into .vvm pages.
Nice.
So this opened up a ton of additional components that just kind of light up in there. And then they did some other things that had been kind of nagging them for a while, the ability to disable or enable all controls on a page. So that was really cool. A neat thing that came out of this is that they said, when I talked to them later, they said, you know, the Hackfest was good, and it was also like a catalyst that helped them to get a lot of stuff done. It helped the core committers that were already part of the project, you know, get fired up and get some things wrapped up. So in 2 weeks, they shipped a release, they did a theme editor, all kinds of stuff, and it was kind of built around this open source Hackfest time.
Right. This is a very bad word to use at this time frame, but it sounds like it was a bit of a wildfire for them.
Yes. Yeah, it was very, yes. But yeah, it was great. Another one that we did during this time was Brighter. Brighter is a command dispatching system. It's great for things like middleware, high throughput stuff. And so they had some pretty interesting goals. Here, let me bring up their kind of thing. They had some goals as far as expanding other types of backends and things that they could migrate through or that they could talk through. So they did a lot of cool stuff during that time. One thing that was neat was they just had a meetup in London. And, you know, they just said, hey, we're going to do this thing. We helped publicize it. And, had a bunch of people show up, write some cool code. It was neat, too, that having some new people jump onto the project, look at the code and say, like, wait a minute, why are you doing this? And they fix stuff, you know. So a lot of good contributions there.
Nice.
Yeah. And then during the third session, we had kind of a lot of our bigger projects. We had Akka.net. The big thing they did there was they launched an Akka.net contrib organization and built out a lot of cool stuff, different plugins for backends and serialization and stuff. So that was really slick. And again, this is the example, kind of we had this kind of standard format where we would say, here's a recommended thing. Give us your goals for the session, how to contribute, explain if there's anything weird about how to set the project up, how to get the build going. Most projects had a Slack or a Gitter or something set up for chat.
Right.
And then if they had any in-person events, they would announce that there too.
Right. So one thing I really like is, and you mentioned this a bit at the start, is .NET Core 2.0 had shipped around the same time frame, and .NET Standard 2.0 was kind of finalized in the same time frame. It sounds like these projects did a little bit of both of, you know, very project-specific, domain-specific work related to that project, but then they also kind of lined up with this new release that we had just did. So the timing was kind of perfect.
It was. I have to say it was a little difficult because it was, I would have liked to do it earlier in the summer, and maybe have more people show up, but we really did, for it to be valuable, I think we needed to have it right around .NET Core shipping.
Yeah.
So.
So that kind of is a good segue into, I guess, two questions. One is, do you feel like this was successful and a good idea? And then obviously, when is this going to happen again? And are you going to repeat it?
Yeah. Well, one other thing I got to brag about.
Oh.
One of our last, or two quick things I want to brag about. The third session, we kind of made this thing open. We said, hey, we're willing to help sponsor events, help run events. So the MVVM Cross folks really kind of took us up on this. They ran two in-person events. One was a big thing they rented out a theater and had people fly in from around the world. They had people come from Argentina and Switzerland.
Whoa.
Yeah. We had Laurent Bunyan come up and speak at it as a new Microsoft employee. He was speaking on Azure Functions. So during that day, they got 11 pull requests, and they got a total of 57 pull requests during this Hackfest. It was 2 weeks. So, you know, and it looks like they had a ton of fun, too. They ran a whole conference out of this.
Wow, that sounds like a little bit like Davos or something like that.
Yeah. One other thing, person I got to brag about is Tarun. He showed up to every single session and made contributions in every session. And in some, he would hop between different projects. So this is some of the stuff that I was, you know, as far as what went well, things we'd like to do differently and all that, one thing that I think did really go well is we wanted to mix people together. We wanted to make connections between existing established projects and developers and some new people, new to the community, new to open source, you know, people that are excited and engaged but kind of want to know where to jump in. So that was really big, I think. I definitely want to do this again. Some places where I think we could do more and better. One is I would like to do some things where we get more developers to show up. And I've talked to some people about some ideas, and again, it was tough scheduling wise, but with some longer time and maybe a bigger block of time to work with, it would be neat to do some things where we coordinate with businesses or user groups and say like, hey, why don't we have 3 user groups around the world on a Saturday all show up, we get, you know, 100 people contributing to some of these projects. Like, you know, like scale it up more.
So basically just buy a lot of pizza.
Yes, there you go. Pizza's the answer to a lot of things. So
that sounds like a great idea. Now, did any of the teams that you worked with say, you know, we'd like to do this again, please tell us what the next date is?
Yes. Yeah, we definitely did. We had people wanting to do more. We had more projects that applied but didn't have a whole project team in place to on-ramp new developers. So what I would love to do the next time around is have like another track, which is a more, I don't know, like a small thing where, you know, it's like extra credit. Like basically, if you're already an open source developer, you know the drill. If you just want to show up and contribute to a project, we'll take a week of time and have 4 or 5 projects that could use some help. Come on over and
help
them.
So I actually had this interesting experience just this past weekend that aligns with that. So Labor Day weekend in Seattle is PAX, which is the Penny Arcade Conference. It's at the Washington Convention Center. And I got to think, there's tens of thousands of people there. Maybe there's like 70,000 people. It's something enormous. And I walked past this woman who was just standing there, and she had this tiny little sign which said LFG on it, which I did actually not know what that meant, so I had to like go on my phone and see what LFG means. And so apparently it stands for looking for group, and like meaning to like join in with someone's board game or game. And mm-hmm. So it feels like that's like the LFG track.
Yeah. I feel like this year this was kind of a you know, try it out, see what works, see what, I feel like some of our process things about like our wiki and how to sign up and that sort of thing worked well. Scaling it up is definitely something we want to do in the future. And then like that whole matchmaking thing of getting more developers, especially as more and more people get going on .NET Core, and you know, it's like, hey, let's build some cool stuff.
Absolutely. Well, I feel like you should claim victory on this one. It sounds like the project, yeah, awesome. Virtual high five. Sounds like it went awesome. Thanks for telling me about it. I definitely learned something from this because I definitely didn't have all that context. And let's see what this happens how it works out for the next time.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably a summer one works well because people are kind of more free to do things.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about, you know, maybe a short little 1 week winter session or 2 weeks, you know, like just a time during then. So
makes sense. Okay, well, that's another session of the On.NET show. Thanks, John, for coming on to the show and telling us about .NET Foundation, .NET Summer Hackfest. And I definitely didn't know everything that you did this summer, and so I'm sure everyone else was interested in it too. So I'd love to see you do this again and for us to talk about it and continue good luck at the foundation.
Thanks a lot, Rich.
Yeah.